Chapter 2. Gone? Barbie jumped down from the lifeguard stand. She called to another lifeguard to cover her watch. "What's wrong? I heard a scream," Skipper said as she ran up to Barbie and Raquel. "Are you okay, Raquel?" Raquel shook her head. Her hand flew to her throat. She rubbed her neck where her diamond necklace had been less than an hour earlier. "No," she said, "I'm not okay at all. Something terrible has happened."
"I bet it was a shark," Chelsea said.
"Did you get stung by a bee?" Stacy asked.
"Maybe she buried a bone and forgot where she put it," Rookie barked to the pups.
The other puppies nodded. That made perfect sense.
"It's worse," Raquel wailed. "My jewelry has been stolen."
She showed everyone the empty bag.
"Stolen?"
Chelsea dove toward her towel. Seconds later, she held up her sequined flip-flops.
"Phew,"
she said.
"The thief must have missed these."
Honey barked and wagged her tail. She liked the flip-flops, too. They were tasty to chew on. Skipper frowned.
"Barbie was here the whole time," she said. "She would have seen someone with Raquel's bag. Right, Barbie?"
"I was watching the water," Barbie said. "But I'm sure I would have seen a thief." She looked again at Raquel's bag. The puppies were sniffing around it.
Barbie had an idea.
"Raquel," Barbie began,
"you said something when you went to pick up your bag. You said, 'That's not where I remember leaving it.'"
Raquel nodded slowly.
"I did say that," she frowned. "I had left my bag standing up, but when I came back, it was on its side."
"Can you show me?" Barbie asked. Raquel fought for a moment. Then she placed the bag on one side, facing toward the dunes. Barbie looked at it. Her eye traveled up the beach. There, in the sand, 10 feet away, was a yellow frisbee. Barbie clapped her hands.
"I saw that frisbee fly past the lifeguard stand," she said.